And welcome to Cellar Jams. This is a podcast that I'm starting to bring together a tribe of folks who care about e-commerce, personal freedom, selling on Amazon, being at the top of the pack, and using community to do all of that. We're a tribe, folks. Everyone's in this together. I come at this whole game from an abundance mindset, and I love to surround myself with people who feel the same way. So this is a podcast where we talk to Amazon sellers, e-commerce business owners, other folks in the ecosystem to tell their stories, to inspire, to share the most up-to-date strategies and tactics that are actually working, drilling down, and to talk about their experiences selling on Amazon or selling in different e-commerce channels. This is for people who are interested in starting an e-commerce business, who are already running an e-commerce business, who are looking to invest, purchase an e-commerce business, or invest in an e-commerce business, or those of you that are in physical retail and want to get into Amazon or e-commerce. If you're any one of those, this is for you. And if you're cool and you smoke turmeric vapes, then come over to my house. We'll play Mario Kart and hang out. And you can also listen to the podcast. We can listen to the podcast together while we play Mario Kart. Oh, who am I? I'm Chris Rawlings. And let me tell you about my story. It all starts a couple of years ago. Well, I'm not going to go back to my birth. That was 30 years ago. Let's just rewind 3 years. 4 years. Wow. Time flies. 4 years ago, approximately, I'm working in a solar company. I have a technical degree from Rutgers, a physics degree, and I'm having that quarter-life crisis that all ramen noodle-eating 25-year-olds eventually have in their life where they realize, holy shit, I've been studying my whole life for this, to sit in a freaking cubicle for the next 5 decades? I don't think so. And that's what was running through my head. While this is running through my head, my finger is hovering ever so gently above my mouse clicker, and my mouse cursor on my screen is floating above a book now for a one-way ticket to New Zealand. I'm sweating. I'm working, and I feel somehow guilty that I'm doing this and that someone will so be looking over my shoulder. So there's a moment where quantum physics comes into play and any possible future reality could manifest itself at any given time. But in this reality, my finger pressed down on that mouse button and I clicked book now for a one-way ticket to New Zealand. Hence, setting in motion a series of events that led me to leave my desk job, which had me anchored to one place in the world, which always bugged me to a huge degree. Start an e-commerce brand of spinal health products that improved posture, move to New Zealand, sell all my stuff, my car, my guitar, my keyboard, my speakers. I left my kayak at my mom's house. All right, fine. Give me that. Flew to New Zealand, bought a motorcycle, bought a backpack, bought a couple pairs of underwear, threw them in the backpack, got a tent, and hit the road, baby. And I literally ran and grew this e-commerce brand. I mean, when I went to New Zealand, this was in 2015, there was no business. I had just done design of the initial prototypes of the product that I wanted to launch. And luckily, I had a design background and a technical degree that allowed me to do some product design. So I had some unique product designs whipped up. And also a spinal injury from being in a rock and roll band for 7 years and playing over 1,000 live shows that had totally jacked up my back. So I had experience in the spinal health world. I had design experience that allowed me to do some product design. And I designed my own versions of products that I saw were already selling well on Amazon after doing my research on what the top-selling products were. This was before product discovery Chrome extensions existed, so you just looked at top sellers and bestseller rank and so on. And I launched my first product while I was in New Zealand, literally working from cafes, living off of my life savings, which was not very much because I was just a 20-something-year-old, a couple of years out of school, and working from little cafes and working from my motorcycle, from my laptop and my phone and my little foldable solar panel all around New Zealand. And I ended up growing this brand into a 7-figure international brand. I built a small team around it, launched a line of products. And at that point, I had kind of a revelation. I left New Zealand and went to Australia. I went to Norway and canoed the fjords of Norway with my little brother. I traveled to Greece and to China and to Bali and got in touch with this whole underground community of digital nomads, which was amazing. Because one of the biggest things that scared me when I had that finger hovering over that mouse and I was about to click book now was loneliness. And finding out that I could tap into a network and a community of other folks, digital nomads, vagabonds, travelers, was a revelation that set me free for life. I never again let fear of loneliness keep me from doing something cool, from traveling alone or from moving to a new city or joining a program or whatever it is. Never again after that experience did I let fear of loneliness stop me from doing something. But all that's besides the point, because moral of the story is I was doing this for a couple of years. I was running the brand, traveling to different countries, tapping into the local vagabond and or digital nomad community, and living that life, running this virtual e-commerce company, the type of thing that you would read about in the 4-hour work week. That was pretty much my life. And what I eventually found out was that that is for some people, and it wasn't long-term, at least, for me. I could get enough of, you know, working on my laptop on the beach. That actually makes your laptop really sandy. It's a terrible idea. Moral of the story, I felt that I could do a lot more with the knowledge that I had gained in the e-commerce sphere, and specifically the Amazon sphere. And I also took a step back and said, hang on a second. So Sears is like going bankrupt. Toys R Us is like going down the tubes and closing all their stores. Borders just shut down. Like, all of these gigantic retail companies are just going under, yet I'm sitting here in my underwear running a 7-figure empire from a hostel in Norway. Like, what the heck is going on? Honestly, like, something massive is happening and changing. So as with any great grand transition of wealth or the flow of capital in the world, I saw bigger opportunity than I was taking advantage of. And I also felt the need to expand. I'm a very ambitious person. I felt the need to expand what I had learned to a wider audience, to a more high leverage way to have impact and to influence the change that I was seeing in the world and the acceleration of this change, and specifically the change from physical to digital retail. And also the punk in me really loved the change from having a bunch of gatekeepers and having Nike and Adidas own the market to having Allbirds be able to get traction and local brands, smaller brands, run by like regular people, be able to make relationships with factories across the world and start brands, you know, on the spot. It was just exciting to me. The punk in me loved it. The rebel in me loved it. And I wanted other people to experience that too. And some mischievous side of me liked to see, you know, these really big companies just going down. Whereas I'm in these seller groups on Facebook and these private masterminds and listening to these podcasts with people. And it's just like normal peeps starting like sometimes really significant empires, like 8-figure empires, in some cases 9-figure empires. And you're like, what the heck? But it's so cool. It's so awesome. And that really is what led me to eventually start Judah Launch, which is a software and services company that, end of day, it's built and exists to help you succeed on Amazon and to help anyone succeed on Amazon and have an edge. Because what I found was that it's a science and an art. It's non-trivial. That it's not about just throwing up a listing and waiting for sales to come in, that there is a whole endlessly deep world and ecosystem to tap into and rules to learn and then break and a big gray area and then a black area and a white area. And I wanted to take the things that I'd learned, scale it in the form of putting it into a human organization and codifying it into software, and then share it with more people, because I liked what was happening. I wanted to accelerate what was happening, and I wanted to connect more with other people who were doing the same thing and help each other out. And that's also the reason that this podcast exists. The entire time that Judah Launch has grown as a company over the last 2 years, I mean, it's been a wild ride. But we have come at it from the standpoint of being a tribe. Like everyone inside the community, inside Judo, acts as a tribe, supports each other as a tribe, feels as one as a tribe. And this is just super important to me. It's the hippie in me, some would say. But I would venture to say that if you have come from a mindset of sharing and support for one another and abundance versus scarcity and holding it for myself and, you know, all I need is me, that it's pretty obvious which of those attitudes leads to a happier life. And I'm not going to say the answer. I'll let you say it because it's obvious and it's just straight up true. And, you know, science would agree, I'd venture to say. You can Google it. So that's why this podcast exists, guys. This is knowledge sharing. I have come to be lucky enough in the past couple of years to get connected with hundreds of top thought leaders in the space, highly coveted speakers, very inspiring sellers with cool stories of their own, with technicians who are straight up nerds at constantly staying up to date with what works on Amazon now, because it's a constantly changing and evolving marketplace. And I would like to share it with all of you and have you guys share what you know with each other and me and share what I know with you. So that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a short intro episode. That's just a high level bird's eye view of why this podcast exists and who I am. Who is Chris Rawlings? Now you know a little bit. You don't know some of the super weird facts about me that you will learn in future episodes. But, well, I guess you know one, that I smoke turmeric, apparently, now. All right, I'll tell you another weird fact. So remember how I said I went to New Zealand? Yeah, that was all a lie. No, just kidding. So while I was in New Zealand, I hopped over to Australia and I met this guy from the UK. And man, I really don't know what came over us, but we decided to see if it would make us healthier if we snorted lines of turmeric. We literally laid out turmeric, like arranged it into like a line, and snorted it to see if that would make us healthier, give us energy or something. I don't know what the heck we were thinking. Anyways, it was a time in my life where anything goes. And I said yes to a lot of things. I'll just say that. We'll just leave it at that. So there's my weird fact of the day, folks. Don't worry. I'm an extremely weird guy. You're going to learn a lot more weird facts about me. But that's it. Here's the part where I edit in a really cool guitar riff, because it's Cellar Jams. Or we could just leave that. You know, let's just leave that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Very excited to go on this journey with you. I will see you on the other side. Welcome to Cellar Jams. Close, close sound. Eat the mic, eat the mic. Eat it, eat the mic. Eat, eat, eat the mic. Eat it, eat the mic. Eat, pa, pa, eat the mic, pa. Pa, 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 eat the mic, pa. Pa, eat the mic, pa.